crossfade. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
The Daily Talk Show, episode 176. Good morning, Tommy Jacket.
Good evening. Oh, no, it's towards the afternoon. I've just cooked dinner, so I think it's nighttime.
I probably should say good afternoon to you, because it's afternoon where you are. It is morning where I am in Barcelona.
Just say what's up, homie. Did you see me moving my jaw just then? Like I've got a sore jaw.
What's been happening? That? What have you done?
I noticed like one of the sides of my jaw right at the back. I could feel it. It felt like it had been worked out, and I could not for the life of me work it out. But then I realized that the last time I went to the dentist, which was like a week ago, said to me that I've been grinding my teeth, and I kind of just thought it was a upsell to give me a mouth guard to wear to bed, because it was about $350. But then I was thinking about it. My jaw feels like it's tired, and I think the pain is from me grinding my teeth at night. That's
grinding
bad.
Grinding teeth is the grossest thing. Like if you've ever woken up, I remember there's been once where I've woken up and Brie was grinding her teeth. It's just like, it's such a full on, something very primal about it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It feels like a skeleton, just laying in bed, just fucking crunching its teeth together.
Yeah. Well, it can be clenching. So you're just squeezing and the result is sort of that wearing away. Bodhi does it. He doesn't gauge the annoyance of what he's doing, but he's in the car just like fully getting his teeth together, like krr, krr, krr.
He can actually make noise
He can, yeah. I think he's just curious by the noise that comes from his mouth when he does it, because the sweetheart isn't meaning to
be annoying,
be a little pest. Actually, I take that back. The one thing he did this morning, we're about to walk out the fucking house, and he opens the fridge was open. I was chucking stuff in there, and I looked away for 1 second, and the little son of gun grabbed the only thing that I didn't want him to in the whole entire fridge, and that was an egg, and threw it onto the ground.
What an asshole.
I know. It's what I thought. And he's just he just knew. I reckon he just knew in his heart that if I get this to the ground, it will crack.
That's upsetting. Yeah, I think I wonder if I was an extra I feel like I was an extra annoying kid, but I wonder if that came later, or whether we'll have to ask my mum, even at the age of, 2 or 3, whether I was doing really annoying shit like I do now.
You've been annoying since day dot, mate, so nothing's changed. I did send you that message from mum, who's been listening, and she said, was listening to episode 170 today, and you won't believe it, but we got the same scam email that Josh got. They quoted an old password and all, and I wrote back, "Dad's been wanking again, hasn't he?"
You sent me that. Did your mum write back to that message?
She said, "Tommy, that's not very nice. We have a web..." Because I said, "You don't even have a webcam."
What'd she say?
That's the funny thing. She said, "We have a webcam, but not sure if it works." Anyway, nothing happened.
I wonder if that... Do you think that your mum and dad actually were worried about it? Do you think they're calling their lawyer to work out what to do? Full crisis mode at the Jacket household?
Dad's got the sweats.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, just to recap, Josh got an email basically saying that we've got your password. We've caught you wanking on camera.
Yeah.
And we've recorded
basically
it.
Basically looking at adult websites. And we've got a screen recording of your screen as well as footage of you.
Oh, yeah. And it's a good hack, because they somehow get your password.
Well, yeah, they get the way they're getting their the password is because there's databases now with all the different, there's been big hacks like Adobe, like I mentioned, where hackers get in and they basically get your email address and your password, and then that's then on a big database, and then hackers can see, okay, Josh at Josh Jansen, if I type in they can see the password's 1990, and then they can go on to get a bot and basically go to all of the different websites online and try that password and see if I hadn't changed it on something.
The latest scam I saw was Charlie Goldsmith, who I've spoken about. He is a Melbourne dude who is also known as The Healer. Yeah. He's got a TV show and he's a energy healer doing some pretty amazing stuff. And he deals with a lot of people who are in pain and, you know, I guess desperate. So it makes sense that someone would try and take advantage of his name and his connection to all these people who are desperate, because they'd probably do anything to get time with him to see if he could heal them. Whether you think it's bullshit or not, is not relevant for this story. But he just put this Facebook Insta story out saying, please report this fake profile. They use it to scam money out of people. And I looked at the username that they fully mirrored his profile, same photos of his little baby girl.
That's gross. Even when the same, they do like, that.
Horrible handles, like identical. And they've only got they've got 108 posts. So they've gone through and they've mirrored his account. That's gross. Anyway, his username for his personal account is Charlie Goldsmith, and they've used Charlie with a CHARLE. So they're getting people who are going to, you know, accidentally write Charlie instead of IE.
So people are thinking that, like, oh, Charlie Goldsmith's just asking for 500 cash and he'll come to my place. Is that what's going on?
That's what happens with these, you know, healer types or, you know, psychics or, I don't know. There's a bunch of sort of people in this space that I've seen before. People taking advantage and trying to set up an account where you kind of could stumble to that one. And then, I mean, man, I couldn't imagine what it'd be like living just nonstop pain 24 hours a day. You'd pay whatever price it is. Like, if you could legitimately have your back fixed, you'd pay whatever price. So I could imagine that's what people are doing. And then just sending cash.
It's not ideal. It's
full on.
I do wonder about the digital profiles and stuff like that. What sort of extra checks are going to be put in place to make sure that, you know, if we're signing up to something that's legit. Now on Airbnb, when I was booking accommodation, in real time they needed my passport or other ID, and they basically in real time check it. So they're like, please wait, you can't confirm the... And then obviously someone at Airbnb looks at the ID before accepting it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such early days. Mm-hmm. This blew my mind. A friend of mine, I needed to view a site that had like a payment wall, and it was for a subscription to a newspaper. And it was just annoying because it was like, you know how some of those sites, they like show you some articles from the newspaper, but then others you need to sign up and subscribe to actually get access to that content. Mm-hmm. And so it's the Herald Sun in Melbourne, which are desperate
Herald
for money.
Herald Sun don't give you anything, do they? I feel like every article I've ever clicked on online through Twitter or something like that, I've never been able to actually access if it's the Herald Sun.
Yeah, maybe I just only remember going there as they were sort of phasing into it. Now I've like it just pisses me off. I close the browser straight away and I think, fuckers, and I try and find the news somewhere else. But I couldn't find this specific piece of news that I wanted to find, which was about 7-Eleven, which I'll get to soon, Josh. But what I did was I said to my friend, do you know how you could access this? No, what I said was, can you try and find if this is somewhere else?
Yeah.
He said, no worries. I'll download a plugin and it'll get me past the payment wall. Did you know this is legit? Like, what is it? Firefox?
Really?
You know how Chrome have plugins that you can, you know, add on to help you download videos that are in Flash players and shit like that? He downloaded this plugin that just took you past the payment wall
interesting.
On the Herald Sun website. Well,
a lot of people are using ad blockers now. And I've never really bothered because I sort of want to see how my data's being used. I want to see okay, if I visit this site, this appears here. I feel like given what our jobs are, we want to have that advertising experience, seeing what, you know, people are advertising to us.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't know that you could, use a plugin. Do you know what it's actually doing? Is it creating a VPN, or is it what's the actual process?
Yeah. I have no idea, and nor does he. I think it's just, hang on, if you actually install this, it's free, everyone. Because I said, is it legal?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't know where are the terms and conditions? What's the thing? And if you can get it through the Mozilla App Store, then they haven't barred it. Mm. And then what he did find was that it was banned through the Google Chrome Store.
Oh, interesting.
Or they'd removed it. So Mozilla Firefox haven't removed this specific plugin. But then it's like, where did, it's bizarre world.
Do you use any other plugins?
Yeah, I've got Adblocker on Google Chrome because Campton told me to.
And so what does it actually do? What does it look like? This is one area that I've just never bothered to sort of enter into from the tech world. What does an ad blocker actually look like?
Well, I don't know. I think I don't think you're meant to feel you're not meant to feel it. You're meant to just
can you
be
see,
browsing.
Does it remove, what I wonder, is it just taking banner ads and
I'm less angry, Josh. So it probably is, I don't get a great deal of banner ads at all. I get maybe the pop-up subscription stuff on websites, but I don't actually get. Yeah, I guess it's working. It says that it's blocked 180,000 ads in total since I've had it. That's a fuckload.
I think that the reason that I may be turned off ad blockers, because I remember my old, when I had a different media company when I was 18. MediaFlex. I remember I had this big...
Yeah, don't be shy to give it a plug.
Buddy, MediaFlex. I had a big section with headlines. So it's we do media or some bullshit, whatever it was. But anyway, that heading was a big PNG, a big image. And I remember getting emails from people saying, hey, just so you know, it's been picked up by the ad blocker. And I think ever since then, I'm I don't like the idea of the user experience or the UI being changed by a different sort of plugin.
Yeah, interesting. The other one I've got is click to download. So it's you can download videos from flash players and stuff that you can't just drop the link into some website that will download it for you. But it also lets you, it's interesting in Facebook when I go on, next to any video that's in Facebook, there's it gives you this little arrow key at the bottom left of someone's post.
And what can you do?
I literally just press that. I press that and it downloads the video that's on the screen.
Is it a flash video? What sort of file format does it give it to you in?
This one, I just did this on some bloke. It says when you finally get to vacation.
Got to download
that. It's some bullshit business. MP4, okay. Oh, HD, sure. MP4. It's compressed through Facebook, but that's interesting. So the reason we got...
Go on. I was just going to say, the talking about the passport stuff reminded me my friend is doing an internship at a hotel in Barcelona. And she was saying, you know how they, when you go to a hotel, they collect your passport information? You know, when you get there, they ask for your passports for both guests most times.
Yeah.
Do you know what they actually do with that information?
No clue. I've never even thought of it.
So, I just assumed they were doing it just to, double check identity or whatever. But what she was saying is, because she was talking about the difference between working on the evening shift and working during the day. And what she was saying is the evening shift, one of your jobs is you've got to go to the police station with all of the passport details and they run checks on all of the guests at the hotel.
Wow.
I had no idea that this was happening.
I wonder if that's in Australia. I couldn't imagine the Crown Casino. I'm sure they've got access to.
There would be some like sort of automated system, line. You'd think, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're plotting, you know, just pottering down the street with a folder full of scanned documents, scanned passports. Well,
they're saying that they can't even, like, legally they weren't able to scan or something. So they have to, the only time they ever scan is if they've got heaps of people and they just do it out of speed, but then they go through and enter it into a system. But I found it interesting that that was like, there's something real creepy with the idea of being asleep in your hotel while someone's at a cop shop looking you up, making sure that you're all good.
How's the poor copper that has to enter all that bullshit? Yeah. So, like half the time they're probably not getting anyone. They were saying
she's having to learn things about picking up signs of human trafficking, stuff like that. So full on, like working out all these rules around stuff that you just never thought of. Like one of the things she was saying is when you're at a hotel, they won't actually, the good hotels, they won't actually tell you what your room number is. Have you noticed that? Think about what they do.
They give you the card.
And what do they say?
They print it onto the card.
Yeah.
And then they hand you the card and say, have a nice day.
And so what they say is they normally say, this is your room number. And they point to the number. You don't say your room 602. What they might say is you're on floor 6, but they'll never, or they're not meant to say your room number for privacy.
Oh, for people around you. Ah.
So there's all these little tricks I'd never even thought of. And I was asking her also, I was like, what are some of the weird shit that people do? And she was saying, and she's only been in the job for a month, but she was saying that...
has she got an accent?
Yeah, she's from Venezuela and she's been learning words. We've been teaching her words and stuff, like because she said she was on the phones over in the last sort of few weeks. And she just gets requests for all these different types of things and she has no idea what they're saying. She was saying that an Indian man got really angry at her because he's saying he wanted mayonnaise, and he wanted mayonnaise and she couldn't understand. But, there's just so many things like Band-Aid. And it's so funny now because she's got an Australian accent when she says Band-Aid. So I was like, okay, say it back. And she's like, Band-Aid, which is great. But
you got to adapt.
Yeah.
You got to
adapt. But so amazing how quickly she just like learns words. She's like, but just things like shower cap, I'm trying to remember. There was a really good one that she couldn't work out what they were trying to say, but she was saying that like over the phone, when you're doing it over the phone, it's like next level difficult. Like I was teaching her like crispy bacon. Like, do you know what crispy bacon is? You know, someone orders crispy bacon. What does it mean? So I feel like she's going to be really set now if anyone orders crispy bacon on the side.
And you're in Spain at the moment. You're in Barcelona. Yeah. I know that when I was there, I felt a little bit unsafe in some areas. I mean, I was staying like on the other side of the red light district, so I had to legit walk past just some pretty sinister looking characters. And I got pickpocketed there, $20. Didn't even feel it.
Hashtag didn't even feel it. Well, how about this?
Didn't even feel it.
On our train trip back from the airport to our friend's place, we were staying in an area called Terrassa, which is just outside of Barcelona. And we were on the train and my friend Ibrahim got really annoyed all of a sudden. And it was because a girl was trying to pickpocket in his back pocket, tried to take his wallet and he felt it and grabbed it. And it was interesting because then he was pointing at her and saying, you know, oh, she was the, the one type of thing. Like, interestingly, he said later on that he didn't want to make a big scene because we were there, but he pointed her out and said, yeah, she was the one pickpocketing, and he was saying it was very common, like a lot of Romanians come to to Barcelona and do it. But it was interesting watching her because she was still continuing to try and pickpocket while we were watching.
Him? Still trying to get him? Come on, mate, just let me. Please. Well,
no, she was like,
please, you look that way, I'll just quickly do it.
Well, she moved down the carriage and it was the big telltale sign for her anyway was her eye movement, because she's just constantly looking at bags, looking at pockets, and Ibby wasn't happy. But when we got off the train, they got off the train and then just went to jump on another train to do it all over again.
Yeah, it's their job. You feel the desperation from that person. Yeah. Like, you think about what you think about on a daily basis. It's pretty, you know, reserved. It's like, you know, basic thoughts about, you know, life that are they're probably good feelings and good thoughts. Imagine thinking that I'm about to do this thing. Like, there's an energy that you put out there. It's like if you deal weed or, you know, a sort of low, you know, a drug that's not crazy dangerous and you think it's super cool. Nah, it's fine. Like, I don't care if you're doing it, you're listening, you actually deal weed. But I know that there's an energy that comes.
You didn't feel good when you were doing it.
you feel a little bit, there is a sense of you're doing something negative. And you can justify it to yourself, but I think it's like, you know, if you lie and no one else knows, you still know you've lied, and that's putting out an energy to the world.
Yeah,
and that's why I feel for these people that are in this world of pain, and that is just when they're living this life of desperation. It's sad. And I felt that. But I felt that a lot in Europe.
If they've got a certain sort of ethics, you know, sort of personal standard, they might not feel it as well. I don't think, like, that was one of the things Ibrahim was saying. It's like the when he first moved to Barcelona, he caught a guy in his sort of complex stealing stuff, and he went as he saw it happening, he quickly went to like the front desk and sort of said, hey, there's a guy in this room, like, does he, you know, do we have anyone new? And he's like, no. And anyway, Ibby sees the guy jump over the fence and run away. And Ibby saw him a few days later at a supermarket.
Yeah.
And the guy was drunk. And Ibby was sort of saying, it was like,
he in pickpocketed
Spanish,
him.
He was, he said, it was like, not only are you a drunk, but you're also a thief. And then it sounded very poetic because the drunk guy responded, yes, you are right. I am a drunk, but I am no thief. Which sounds like some sort of Shakespeare.
Yeah, but the translation in Australia was like, oi, cunt, you're the fucking idiot who's robbed my shit. Nah, get fucked, idiot. So but when true. You say it in Spanish, it's
it does sound a little bit a little bit sexier, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I think you can definitely be in that world and be shutting those feelings aside. But I think it's on a different level. It's on an energy level. So you're putting off a vibration. If you want to get a bit, you know, a bit ooh la la,
Charlie Goldsmith on you.
Yeah, but I think there's energy. I think there's you're putting it off. When you're doing things, and I think if you're doing naughty shit or even stuff that you don't identify as naughty,
general, I think that it's amazing how much we, what I'm trying, like definitely on this trip, trying to get better at is realizing, you know, the, not destructive, that's probably too strong a word, but just like the negative side effect of trying to make everything a story or thinking about it in a story or trying to deconstruct that person's intentions. Mm. When we were in the Netherlands when we arrived, basically before we arrived, I got a we booked through booking.com and we like, you know, we've used booking.com over like 50 times. We you know, we have our credit card on there, and if, say, if it's a non-refundable hotel stay, they'll just, you know, charge the card, whatever. It was all fine. Anyway, this Dutch hotel, I booked it. It was like 5 days before we were going to be there. And I booked the hotel, and then I got a separate email a few hours later from the hotel saying that to secure the hotel, you needed to make full payment through this link, through their email.
That sounds dodgy.
My thought, my thought was, I was like, look, we have booking.com. They have a payment system. You can either charge through that or you can just charge us when we get there. Anyway, so I just let it go. And it said something like, yeah, if it's not paid by Monday at this time, like, it's not reserved. I'm just like, fuck that. Like, this hasn't even come on through the booking.com app. Like, really, that's the thing that we need to be judging. It's like, what details have we got from them, like, through the communication, you know, system?
Are you sure it wasn't Dick Smith messaging you?
Yeah, it did have that vibe. So I ended up not paying, mainly just because I was couldn't be fucked. And so we arrived though at 9:30 p.m. and the lady, you know, I give my passport and credit card, and she looks and she says, this is non-refundable. I say, yes. And she's like, but you did not pay in time. And they were going to not give us the fucking room. Jeez. I was just like, the other thing too is they had put an amount already on the credit card for a couple of bucks, like checking to make sure that the credit card was valid. So I was like, what's the point in using a system like booking.com if then you have to go through some weird, unsecure system to be able to pay?
Do you think they're actually going outside of the booking.com's terms and conditions? Like, they've taken it one extra step?
I don't know. I reckon that they probably can get away with it because of like, sort of anti-competitive rules. Like, I'm sure, like, they're probably allowed to do it. But what it got me thinking about was, you can get so uptight about shit, or you can sort of be like, fuck that person, or sort of thinking about like, oh, they're trying to fuck with us or rip us off. Or, and I'm just like, I'm trying to give people the benefit of the doubt and just be like, you know, the reality is, like, maybe she has to pay an extra 5% doing it in person than doing it on this method. And so her pushback was because she was thinking, I've just lost, you know, $100.
Yeah.
Just understandable. Trying to default to that rather than this person's trying to fuck me.
Yeah. Yeah. I've met people who have a firm belief, and this one guy, he's just said to me, I just have felt like my whole life people have been trying to fuck me. And he, you know, I could see what it did to him. I could see the way he approached, you know, opportunities and other people. And I think it even shifted his behavior in terms of how he treated people, you know, around the same thing. So he fucked over a few people. And I'm sure it was driven by this thinking of, I want to fuck him over before he gets me. Or it's, you know, I better act first, or it's desperate.
It's not a good way to live, I think. And I also think that when you think that way, you project that. And I think that you don't build the empathy or trust to actually have sort of meaningful interactions with people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's energy. You're projecting energy if you're not saying something. I mean, it's, you know, people feel it in their guts. Do you think you're a guy that do you have gut feelings on things? Do you ever use that terminology? I don't think I've heard you. I need to shit, like, myself.
Yeah, exactly. Got the guts are rough. Gut. No, I think no, probably not at like the that level. I think that probably mine is like a lot more internal. and a lot deeper, which I think can be just as destructive, which is the sort of overthinking or sort of trying to analyze and trying to, I think sometimes we can give ourselves, I know I can give myself too much credit of sort of sussing out a situation or saying, oh, you know what, this person was trying to do this, or I see what's happening here. And I think that that's probably destructive because it sort of leads to, you know, drawing conclusions that aren't necessarily there, and also feeling negative about people too, right? Which is, I think where probably I see it the most is people who, for whatever reason, there's something in me that when I see someone change or sort of, say if someone has said one thing and then, or like it patterns, right? Like if I see someone who, for instance, I've got one mate who talks about, you know, I remember a few years ago he went on a trip and he came back and he sort of goes high and low with energy, right? And he was sort of on this massive high and he's like, basically he had this enlightenment, so this huge experience, and he's sort of saying, you can't explain it, but I just feel connected to everything and all that sort of thing. And then I saw that shift over time to going back to being materialistic and all that sort of thing. And then it's been interesting, my internal monologue, where I've seen him go through a similar experience and I want to meet it with empathy. But there's a part of me too, and this is like the part that I'm fighting, which is the massive eye rolling, which is like, I've seen all this before and it's just, this is going to end.
Yeah, you're looking for incongruencies in people. I've done it when I've been dating in the past. I find like I have a good memory in conversation. I know you do too. Like I can see you sort of ticking away when I talk to you about stuff and when I observe you speaking with people, because I do the same. And it's like, you know, you're almost looking at what they're saying and then you're registering it and putting it in the bank and then they say something else. And I did it when I was dating, and I remember a girl that specifically I just was like, oh, you're just a bit off with what you're saying and what and what you've said in the past. And I was just like so put off. But then there is the thought of they're not.
Like, how can people change? How can people rebrand if we, as friends and family members, don't give them that opportunity?
Yeah, I think there is a transition point, and if it's not, maybe there's this side of being too critical on little things that don't equate to actual sort of anything really that matters. Yeah. And then there's, you know, like, I mean, if you're lying, you're saying that you're doing one thing, but I find myself doing that. It's probably something that should be a bit kinder on.
Well, it's just, you see patterns. I think that probably the other thing too is me looking back at myself and being like, man, I can't believe I was like this or I did that. I feel like, okay, I need to be able to give myself empathy for that and also give empathy to other people. Just being like, you know what, like why is that person feeling the need to communicate this higher being and that they're sort of, you know, that they found this? It's like, okay, well, like they're missing something or they're trying to find their way. There's like, I can relate to that. There's that desire to dream big and have big dream, like big dreams. Mm. I think that maybe it's even, I think another quality that I sort of struggle with is the people dreaming really big or saying, you know, big sort of goals, but it feels like they don't have the basics sorted.
Yeah.
So it's like saying, yeah, I'm going to do this massive thing. Like, yeah, I've, like taking a generic example, you know, going to make a film for Netflix or whatever. It's like, oh, well, you still probably, like you haven't made a film yet.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, but I think,
mate, I told you I'm going to make it. I did say that a few years ago, but we'll get there and I'll probably get you to make it for me.
Yeah. And I think that the other thing too is like is social media, Instagram and stuff, I think doesn't lend itself well to these sorts of thoughts.
Mm.
Because literally like it's almost like it has that same sort of feeling as watching a TV show, is it's like you're trying to connect the dots before they even happen.
Yeah.
And then we create these assumptions around people. And then as soon as they do that thing, we're like, yeah, of course, they're doing the exact thing that I thought that they were going to do. So I must be right, which I think is like a really, which I just don't actually think's right.
I think there's safety in that for people that to know or to be right on how someone's going to behave. Because it's unknown.
But it's that projecting as well, yes, right?
Yeah, that's
like
what
it's that constant. Oh yeah, of course they're going to do that. But yeah, I think that from the opposite side, it's like at what point do you allow that to be the case versus giving people chances or trying to fix people? I think that's another thing, which is like, this person, like they just need to know X, Y, and Z. Or they just need to do X, Y, and Z, and I think that they would understand versus we all think differently and that's okay.
It's good.
Yeah, it's interesting. Bit fucking bit deep for the final 3 minutes of the show.
Well, if you laughed at this far, thanks for being with us.
It's the Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm about to, I think, enter a storm. There's thunder and lightning here in Barcelona.
Yeah, it's a bit shit here too.
Yeah, bit of weather chat. It's been a while. Yeah. Early episodes, we used to do it every single day. But Tommy quickly finished that up.
No, it sounded like a terrorist attack earlier before we started recording this podcast.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
It was so loud. And I'm picturing it being some tropical, really warm where you are. And it just thunderstormed. I love it. Anyway.
It's got that vibe. Catch you guys.